Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking of Guns.com, well, I get to speak to a kindred brother. Because we both are 10mm people from Guns.com. We're joined again by Adam Renfro. How are you doing today, sir? Have we got Adam? Is that you, Adam?
Yeah, Bill, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. As long as you heard the intro, I was trying to be very, very, complimentary. I shot a new 10, new to me, built for me, 10mm. When we were talking earlier today, you were telling me about a 10mm you've gotten, which is a completely different animal. So let's start with yours first, because I'm sure they've been out there, but I've never heard of this. So tell me about the new 10mm that you've got.
Well, I picked up a Smith & Wesson 610-3. It's a 10mm end-frame revolver. It's not much. I got the 6.5-inch version, and I like it, man. I've always loved 10mm, and I think it's pretty cool to be able to shoot out a revolver. And the nice thing is, too, you can also run 40 Smith & Wesson through it as well if you're running with moon clips. So that flexibility is pretty nice, in my opinion.
I would imagine a revolver. I've never shot a revolver with 10mm. What's the difference in the recoil impulse that you're getting out of a semi-automatic, and the one that you're getting with that revolver?
It depends on the load, but it's pretty mild. I mean, the end frame, in my opinion, is pretty darn controllable. It also depends on how much revolver experience you have, right? But in terms of, just your standard 10mm load, whether it's, 180 grain or whatnot, it's, in my opinion, it's a very pleasant shooting, firearm. I don't think the recoil is that bad at all, really.
Why do you like 10mm?
That's a good question. I like the extra punch it has.
Right.
Originally I liked it because, I was running it in semi-automatics, and I liked having that, it's got the punch of a .45, but with more speed behind it a little bit. It's obviously a little bit skinnier, but I like that extra punch because, it's nice to have that, just the reassurance of some extra power to almost have like a revolver magnum cartridge, kind of like .357. Kind of somewhere ballistically in between .357 and .44 Magnum, and to have that much power, in a semi-automatic, say like a Glock 20, where you've got, a 15-round magazine, that's a lot of power in one handgun.
Right.
So that's how I first started getting into 10mm. But then, as time went on, I just decided to pick up a revolver because I thought it was a neat idea, and that kind of like what you said, not many people really know it's out there. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the fact that I can shoot 40 Smith & Wesson out of it, too, which is, as we were talking earlier, a lot more affordable than 10mm. The fact that I can run both of them through the 610-3, it's neat.
So is 40 caliber, is that more plentiful? Is it easier to find out there right now?
Yeah, in my experience, it certainly is. I was able to pick it up for, a fairly decent price. And I think, too, that there's a lot more 40 Smith & Wesson training ammo out there, kind of that range ammo type of category where it's not, I mean, you could, I mean, it's still got a lot of punch, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to be able to buy just generic range ammo in 40 Smith & Wesson, and you're not really seeing that too much in 10mm. I mean, there obviously is, but the prices are just so much higher in my experience for 10mm compared to 40 Smith & Wesson. So it's nice to be able to, you know, go to the range for a while and not be hurting in the wallet by the end of it, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I built a 45-70. And in order to get the... Now, normally, I would just say, let's just take it out there and shoot it. But I can't do that. I think I had 100 rounds of 45-70. Now I probably have 90 or 89 or 87. And that sounds like I shot a trivial amount. But, I mean, that stuff's hard to find. So
yeah, and when you can find it, the price is usually pretty... I mean, it's pretty steep these days, just with you know, the whole ammo thing that's been going on for, gosh, a couple of years now, almost seems like. But it probably has been a couple of years now. But, yeah, I mean, when you can find 45-70, if you can find it, it's like, man, that's a lot of money for one bullet, let alone a box of 20 or, you know, replenishing your 100, for example. It's like, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. So in order for me to get that one to slick up, I'm going to have to send it off and have somebody slick it up for me. With 40 caliber, I've always thought 40 has more pop to it in my hand than 10 millimeter does. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, what kind of 40 Smith & Wesson pistols were you shooting? Were they compact or full size or?
Well, okay. Let me set the stage here. I've owned one. And I bought a Glock 22 when it first came out. I was so fast on that gun when it came out because I was like, 40? Well, you ain't a man unless your gun starts with a 4. Your caliber has to start with a 4. So I thought, 40, that's cool. So I bought the Glock. And I bought it so early that I couldn't find ammo for it. So finally I found some ammo at a fishing place. They had like 3 or 4 boxes. I bought all of them, and I finally had some ammo for that. And it was all self-defense, but it felt sort of poppy. But, you know, the 22 is built on the 17 frame. Probably wasn't quite heavy enough to handle 40 caliber.
Yeah, I mean, that very well could be, you know. And that's kind of one of the things about running it out of a revolver like I am. It's, you know... If you've ever picked up an end-frame revolver from Smith & Wesson, it's not exactly a light-piece machinery.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's how much does a gun weigh? Have you ever weighed it?
I have not. No, I mean, we'll just go with a lot in terms of handguns.
A lot. I like that. Very accurate, too. I find that to be very accurate. A lot is very accurate. So, that I find would be pretty cool. Would you take that revolver into the woods with you if you went camping? Would that be a companion gun just in case?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's that. I think where 10mm shines, and that, you know, first became popular as a hunting cartridge, and I think it shines, you know, in a situation like that, right? Because I like running Buffalo Bore 220 grain hard cast bullets, and that's got serious punch to it. I mean, you're looking at 1,300 feet per second, roughly, out of a 6.5-inch barrel, 220 grain solid cast, you know, hard cast. Well, I'm in Minnesota, right? And it's like we don't have grizz, so that's just going to drop pretty much anything with light gear.
Yeah, some things with tires. I would imagine it would make a short work of going through a grill and maybe hurting something on the front end of that engine. We're coming up on the first break, if you can hang on, Adam. Guns.com. If you go to guns.com, go to guns.com/lock. Once there, right now, through the 31st of March, with the password LOADED5, you get 5% off any certifiable used gun. And you wouldn't believe how many they have. Certified means when they got them, they checked them, they check out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Adam Renfro from Guns.com. And just now we were talking, we started to flirt with this a little bit, but since we're having a 10mm fanboy outing today, he and I, of the various, let's talk using the gun for a serious purpose. So are you loading yours, if you go into the wilderness, are you loading a 10mm with something different than if you were carrying the gun on the streets of Minnesota? Or is it the same load?
I mean, first of all, it, you know, I got the 6.5-inch barrel, so you know, I'm not really carrying that around town, if you will. I usually carry my PPQ M2.
Right.
Since I'm a little bit taller guy, I can carry that. I can conceal that quite well. But yes and no. I mean, I've ran carry ammo through it before. You know, the HydroShock stuff for Federal. That's great stuff. But I mean, like what we were talking about before, I really, you know, my personal opinion, be that what it may, you know, a 220 grain projectile going 1300 feet per second, you know, yeah, it might not be a hollow point or, you know, an expanding projectile, but man, that's got some thump to it. And I just, you know, I'm pretty confident that if that hits its target, whether that be, you know, an individual or an animal, that it's going to be, it's going to feel some pain.
I would have to agree with you on that. But I mean, do you think, I mean, when 10 millimeter was coming out, I think it was Jeff Cooper that thought that was going to be a revolutionary thing. He liked that so much that, you know, he looked around and that was the way he wanted things to go, 45 or 10 millimeter. He liked thumping rounds. Is that, like the other day, I was in a pawn shop owned by a friend of mine, and I ended up buying this Glock 34, right? Because it was a steal, because somebody customized it, and they just pawned it for it just being a gun, so it was a steal. But in the case was a Smith & Wesson 1006.
Yeah, that's the old FBI semi-automatic style, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty rare. I've seen a couple of those come through, but they usually fetch a pretty good price just because of the rarity of them.
Well, that's why it's still at the pawn shop. Because I was looking for a bargain, and that was not a bargain. But they had that, and they also had, for some reason, a Smith & Wesson 645, which, if it had been a 4506, and I could find some mags for it, I always thought that was a really good, sweet shooting gun. But with the advent of the older guns that used to carry the 10 millimeter, that a lot of those have gone by the wayside, and now it is basically the Glock 20 for the semi-automatic in most cases. Or now Smith & Wesson has come out with their own 10 millimeter. Have you tried that? I haven't.
You know, actually, I have not shot it. I definitely want to, but for me, I guess I kind of, you know, it goes back to the weight of it. To me I'm more drawn to all steel firearms, so I like, you know, like a Delta Elite or a P220 or even the Tanfoglio, the Witness Elite 10 mil. I think for me, I just kind of prefer more steel. I know that's not the modern take on things, and I definitely have a lot of polymer frame pistols, but in terms of something like 10 millimeter, I guess I kind of like that more sturdy design, if you will.
I don't have any problem with that at all. I mean, a Delta Elite, that would be something. But the last time I was going to buy a 10 millimeter, I went after the Tanfoglio because I really would like to get my hands on a, what was the Sonny Crockett one? I can't remember the name now. It's just left my mind. The one they carried in Miami Vice that never shipped with any magazines and such.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know those Tanfoglios, man. Those are so hard to find. I've been trying to get my hands on them, you know, for a while now. They're just hard to find. They're pretty much out of stock everywhere you look, and you know, even the distributors we have here, I've reached out to them. They're like, no, we don't have any in stock. So, I mean, I would assume that's got to be a good sign to some degree, right? Because if that many people want them, then there must be something.
Oh, I've shot one, and they shoot beautifully. They shoot beautifully. I mean, the reason I want one is because it reminds me of the one from Miami Vice that they don't make anymore. The problem with the one, the Tanfoglio, though, is it only ships with a magazine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's... And I take it... Do they sell additional ones? Have you seen any for sale ever?
At that particular time, when I saw the way that was shipping, they ordered it for me. And when I got it, and I'm looking at it, I was like, how many magazines does it have? They went, one. I was like, well, you can keep this then.
Yeah, I mean,
With a gun like that, you know, there's two things you're going to have trouble finding. Magazines and a holster. Unless you know a holster maker that'll make it for you. So, you know, if that's the case, okay, maybe you got that. But then you got the whole magazines thing, and it's a single stack already. I mean, you need a couple of spares, at least, if you're going to carry the gun around. And that would be a gun that could be carried, I think. But then again, yeah. I carry, you know, I'm going to carry this Glock 20 clone when it finally gets finished.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer because it's amazing to see how much more people prefer, right, you know, working in the firearms industry the way I do. You know, the firearms that come with three magazines, four magazines, they get bought up so much faster. And, you know, there's companies these days, too. I think Janik or Canik, however you want to pronounce it, it's, you know, they're shipping theirs out with, I think, at least three magazines. And I think that does appeal to customers quite well to have, you know, those additional magazines. So that's kind of surprising here that they're only shipping out with one because I don't really see the advantage of that. I don't think you're really saving that much money. So that's definitely an interesting choice.
Yeah. Gun shoots beautifully, though. If you do come across one and it comes with one magazine, try to sneak it out and go shoot it a few times.
I'll probably still pick it up and just spend the rest of my life looking for more magazines.
That's the thing. I mean, one of the reasons I don't have a 45-06 or that 10-06, which I think was like $1,200, is I don't know what the availability of magazines would be. Because I'll tell you a gun that I always thought should have been a 10mm. Do you remember the old Ruger P90 frame?
I do, yes.
Do you think that could have handled 10mm? I believe it could have handled it beautifully.
I mean, I would think so. Those things have a reputation of, you know, just being about the most overly rugged pistol there ever was. I don't see why it couldn't handle it from, you know, especially, I mean, if designed properly, I don't see why you couldn't upscale that, you know, reinforce the areas that was needed. But, I mean, you wouldn't believe, we get so many, you know, Ruger P89s and those used Rugers, or those Rugers from that were created for the military trial. And there's a couple different models, but man, all of them, they're just, some of them are worn more than others, but I'll tell you what, man, they all shoot still really well. You know, whenever I've taken one to a range before and I've shot a buddy of mine, they really kind of just seem to keep going.
There you go. Hang on, Adam, if you will. We'll be right back. Adam Renfro from Guns.com. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor KT McFarland believes she's got the way that President Joe Biden could have an immediate impact on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number one, I am restarting the American energy industry, and I'm also going to export oil and natural gas to Europe. And he would go to the Europeans and say, I've got your back. I'm going to guarantee your energy security. You don't have to buy Russian stuff. And then I think he goes to Putin and says, I am going to drive the price of oil back down to where it was, $40 a barrel, where American companies can make money, and where you, Russia, are bankrupt.
And in other news from Ukraine, 23 people were killed, mostly children, and 26 others were wounded from shelling on a school and community center in a city near Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. Also, we have word that a U.S. citizen has been killed in Cherniv, a northern Ukraine city, according to State Department officials. This is USA Radio News. At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. A United Arab Emirates-flagged cargo ship with 30 people on board sank in the Persian Gulf off the southern coast of Iran. The ship sank to heavy turbulence in poor weather. Rescuers were immediately dispatched from different parts of Iran's southern coastline to rescue the ship's crew. 29 of the 30 crew members have been rescued so far, according to crisis mitigation officials at the Islamic Republic News Agency. The cargo ship has crew that consisted of nationals from Sudan, India, Pakistan, Uganda, Tanzania, and Ethiopia. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Adam Renfro from Guns.com. We agreed to talk about 10 millimeters because we both like 10 millimeters. Do you think, is 10 millimeter overpowered to be a carry gun?
I mean, I don't really think so. I mean, if you can control it, I don't really think that there's such a thing as too powerful of a caliber if you can control it, right? And
right.
I've shot it enough where I feel comfortable shooting. Yes, is it stout? For sure. But no, I don't think it's too much. I mean, we were talking earlier about the concept of, you know, worst case scenario, right? What if you have to shoot through a car door? What if you have to shoot through light material? You know, 9mm can do it, but you're going to have a little bit more guarantee it's going to punch through, I think, with a 10mm, right? Especially like something like a car door. 9mm can do it for sure, but you know for a fact a 10mm is going through there.
Well, I mean, I remember the terrorist attack in Nice, France, where the guy used a truck, and he killed 80 people with that. And, I mean, it was in Nice, so it there was nobody standing around with a gun. But one of the reasons that I souped up and went and got a 10mm was the idea that if I did carry that, and back then the one I had was actually built for me by Agency Arms, but the idea was that I could take and shoot a hot round, a heavier hot round, that might maintain its trajectory through a windshield and, deal with a guy driving a truck through a crowd if that's what it came down to. And we've seen that happen here with rental trucks and some other things, cars and SUVs and such. So, it has happened here. Thankfully, it hasn't happened around me. But to me, that would be the impetus to start carrying a little bit heavier caliber with a little bit hotter load that can handle it simply because of what you face. Because 9mm, I mean, have they ever tested 9mm to see what it does when it hits a angled windshield?
I mean, I'm sure someone has. I'm not familiar with the results or who's done it, but yeah, I would imagine someone's probably done that, but I see your point, right? Because it could deflect or just the path would, I mean, it very likely could deviate. And not that 10mm wouldn't necessarily, but yeah, with the extra just weight behind it, I would imagine it would more likely hold true.
Well, I mean, if you're going to engage a truck with a handgun and it's coming at you, you're not going to have a bunch of time to, I mean, whenever you're shooting at him, if you're going to take the time to shoot at him to try to stop him, it needs to stop him almost as soon as you start shooting at him. And versus trying to, you know, take out a big enough hole in the windshield to punch one through him, probably be right up on top of you because, you know, that distance is getting covered in seconds. Do you think we'll ever see a time like, you know, the FBI tried to go to the 10mm for some reason, some people's hands were just not big enough for the length of the gun, and that's when they were using the single stack Smith 1006, and that's why the 40 caliber came out. Do you think that'll ever see a time where it gets issued as a caliber for law enforcement or the feds again?
Again, no, probably not. It seems like, from what I can tell, that actually a lot of departments are going back to 9mm. You know, and I know the Alaskan State Troopers, I believe that the Alaskan State Troopers carried 10mm for a while. I don't believe they do anymore, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because there's always a ebb and flow of cartridges. I mean, that you see that across the board, whether it's a rifle or handgun cartridge, but, you know, it seems like things kind of come and go. But to my understanding, with the ability, with how much technology has advanced in terms of ballistics and capabilities, the 9mm is gaining a resurgence because you can just use so much more with the modern loads that we're seeing.
Well, that is one thing, though. I have read that in self-defense ammo between the 9mm, the 45 ACP, and the 40 caliber, modern self-defense ammo basically has the same sort of performance if you spend the money to get the modern self-defense ammo and get a premium round. So they all sort of perform the same way and do the same thing. But if you're going to get out there and say, well, we're going to go with 9mm because we get more rounds in the gun, right? More rounds in the gun. I mean, up there near where you are, Pittsburgh, I think it is, outside of Pittsburgh, you got that trooper that got engaged with his Glock 21 with a 45 ACP. He had to shoot the guy 19 times to kill him. And now he carries 135 rounds, but at the same time, shooting somebody that's coming at you on with like an adrenaline dump, high on drugs, whatever it is, that numbs them up to the impact and the trauma, would a bigger round, you think? Do you think a bigger, more powerful, you know, zipping along at 1,300 feet, pop, that 200 grain something or other, would you think that would make a difference?
I mean, it sounds like the guy was, you know, that's an amazing story. That's crazy. 19 rounds, that's incredible. But no, I would imagine it would. Additional power is never going to be a bad thing in terms of stopping someone or something. And, you know, I've personally seen 10mm drop black bear. So, I would imagine it's going to have a greater effect, right? Because it's not advisable to go at like a black bear with 45 ACP. I mean, if that's what you got, that's what you got, right? But, it's much more advisable to use something like 10mm, or, you know, obviously your Magnum cartridges are popular. You got 357, 44, but in terms of 10mm, yeah, I would imagine it's much better at stopping someone coming at you. I just can't imagine being able to take too many, you know, heavy 10mm loads and still be functioning properly. But you wouldn't think that a 45 ACP either, so what do I know?
Well, I mean, like with a 10mm, as fast as it's moving, do you think that would be a danger for over-penetration?
Yeah, that could definitely be an issue. You'd have to be more than aware of your surroundings. I mean, it wouldn't just start, you know, firing off left and right just because something's coming at you. Because, yeah, I mean, especially like what I was talking about earlier, if you're running 220 hard cast bullets, you know, that if that hits them, it's going clean through, and that's got more than enough energy to, injure someone on the other side. So that would definitely be something to be concerned with.
Yeah. So that. By the same token, I've never shot. Well, I shot some. What did I shoot? I shot Underwood the other day. Hollow points. I sort of expected to see a difference as far as the felt recoil to me, because it was mixed in with 180 grain practice ammo. Nah. I expected that to have a little more pop, but I mean, it takes off and gets out of there pretty quick. And although my understanding with bears would be that if you're going to load that round for bears, you would be wanting to get a hard cast bullet, right?
Yeah, that's what I would recommend. But, you know, I had one other thing, 10mm related, a question for you. Have you ever shot anything 10mm out of the Armalite platform, like the CMMG, the Mark 10 Banshees, you know, that's a little AR pistol that uses Glock mags, I believe. Anyways, it's an AR pistol. Have you ever got your hands on something like that? Because I think that right there would be a fantastic option for personal protection, whether it be a truck gun or home defense, because it's like you're really going to start increasing the velocity and the lethality, because I don't know if it's got like an 8-inch or 10-inch barrel, but somewhere in that range, right? I mean, if you've got 10 mil, because obviously the longer the barrel, the more you're going to increase the velocity. And I got to imagine a 10 mil out of a, you know, 10-inch barrel is just going to be absolutely devastating.
When we get back, I will tell you a story about I had a sponsor who made something that was right down this alley about what you're talking about. And he sent me some video, and we did a whole show on this. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Adam Renfro is at guns.com. If you go to guns.com/lock. Go to Certified Used Guns. Use the promo code LOADED5. Get 5% off through March 31st. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Adam Renfro from Guns.com. Adam, you know, we haven't even talked about what it is you do. What is it that you do?
So I am the e-commerce inventory manager. I help get basically all the used firearms. I'm just part of the process, right? But I help get them ready to go for the website and help get them listed and whatnot. So that's basically what I do. I help manage some of the teams that get the used guns up on our website.
Right. And right now, if I may, with the certified used guns, if you go there, go to guns.com/lock, use promo code LOADED5, and you can get 5% off that used gun price, which you guys have a large variety of certified used guns. I would now, when you're getting these things in nowadays with the ammo crunch, right? I wonder how many of these actually get shot or have been fired when they come to you.
Yeah, I definitely wonder, and then I also wonder too about firearms that people buy from us. Like, you know, it's a bummer because, right, we just had a really neat Arasaka, or Arasaka, however you want to pronounce it, and it was a pretty rare one. It was the Type 44, which is it's similar to the Type 38, except it has a flip-out bayonet on the front. And, you know, when I was younger, you could get 6.5 Japanese ammunition, and you could shoot it. You know, it wasn't that hard to find. I mean, it's the same with 7.7, but, you know, these days, if you've got an Arasaka and you want to shoot it, it just seems like it's just so much harder to find an ammo for it. I just feel like so few people are manufacturing these days, too. So, yeah, it is a bummer. I mean, it's a bummer to see that, just because I remember 10 years ago, you could pick one up from your local gun store a lot of times, and then just, they might even have ammo for it, but if they didn't, you could go somewhere else, pick some up, bring it to the range, and shoot an old World War II classic, and now it's just kind of, it seems like that's fading away.
Yeah. I'm not too much on the vintage guns, but at the same time, I've never shot one. The closest thing I come to a vintage gun, and I trained on them with them in the military, was a grease gun. You know what I'm talking about?
The M3.
Yeah, the 45 caliber submachine gun, and the 1911, which I'm almost certain that mine saw action in Iwo Jima. And I qualified with expert with both of those things, but that was the closest I ever came to vintage guns. But it was interesting to look and compare them to the other weapons that I carried or were issued over time, like the M60 or the M16, in that these things were really over, especially the grease gun. The grease gun was so over-manufactured. It was just, I mean, it just wouldn't fail. I never had one fail. It wasn't a very elegant piece, though. If you've ever seen one, you know what I'm saying. But, I mean, that thing would just run.
I've shot one, yeah. It's, yeah, it may not look like the nicest thing ever, but you know what? The cyclical rate of that, nice and slow, it's controlled. I mean, it may not look nice. It may not have the aesthetic appeal of a Tommy gun, but it's controllable, and it's really pretty much everything you should want in a submachine gun. You know, maybe the stock left a little bit to be desired, but in terms of, you know, reliability and controllability, it's hard to beat it, even though it's an old design.
Right. Well, I mean, the other thing, and we're talking about the newer designs, and we have been talking about 10 millimeter. Besides the AR platforms that get out there and go as pistol caliber carbines, do you have anything out there that you like as a pistol caliber carbine that you think takes the it just stands above all else when it comes to taking a 10 millimeter round and actually turning it? I forgot to tell you the story. I got to tell you the story. And then you could answer the question. So I had a company called MechTech, and you could take a pistol and a pistol lower and stick it on the bottom of the MechTech. And they did have one for 10 millimeter. And a guy with a MechTech, which it basically turned it into a carbine. It was long enough to be a carbine. These were, you know, they could be shipped to your house. This guy with a 10 millimeter hit a target at 452 yards with his MechTech 10 millimeter. Now, the scope that he had on that thing was as big and as long as the gun was. But that longer barrel takes that 10 millimeter round and it turns it into something altogether different. That's the story. Now, back to my question, do you think there is a pistol caliber carbine out there today that handles or would handle 10 millimeter or 45, say, the way the Tommy gun did?
You know, it's something I've wanted for years, and that would be a CZ Scorpion in 10 millimeter. I love the CZ Scorpion. I love the rifle versions, the pistol versions. And if they could figure that one out, I think that would be a very popular firearm. Take the CZ Scorpion, which is just reliable, simple, very well made. And if they made a 10 mil model, man, I would be all over that.
Well, I mean, when they were my sponsor, I would go to them. You guys going to make a 10 millimeter? And they never would. Some of their partners that they partner up with that would actually travel with them, they have taken the 97 and turned it into a 10 millimeter. But, you know, all of the good 10 millimeters that I've ever seen, like that Tanfolio, are all based off of the CZ-75. I'll tell you one that I've wanted to try, but I don't know that much about it. But I've always wanted to try a Chris. Have you ever tried a Chris?
The Vector you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I actually have shot one. It was, you know, unfortunately, a semi-automatic Vector is, you're not really getting the true experience of the Vector, right? Because you've got that, I don't remember what it's called, but are you familiar with how the bolt cycles inside of the Vector?
Vaguely, it's coming back and then going down at like a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, and that just, in full automatic, it just pulls away a lot of your recoil, you know, so you can, it's got a very fast cyclical fire rate, and, you know, whether it's 45 or 10, it just basically holds itself on target, and so if you ever get the chance, shoot one in full auto, because it's a trip, man. It's a pretty neat opportunity, but, anyways, in terms of a semi-automatic one, I shot one of the rifle versions, which has that really long, you know, kind of fake suppressor.
Right,
well, it's
right.
A barrel with the fake suppressor, but it hit hard. We were shooting steel targets, and you could just hear the energy transfer as it was hitting steel, because it was no slouch, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's one weapon I've never fired. I fired plenty of Scorpions, and I completely agree with you that a full size Scorpion carbine would be something else with a 10 millimeter round running through it. Because it is already something else with a 9mm round running through it. I don't know if they make it at any other caliber, to be honest with you. I don't know if they do.
I don't think they do. I don't think so.
It's all 9mm.
You know, one other noteworthy one would be the MP5 in 10 millimeter. I know that the military has messed around with that in limited application, and I know that different tactical professionals have ran that here and there. So that's one I have not shot, but I got to imagine with how smooth it is to shoot an MP5, that in 10 millimeter, I bet you that'd be a pretty quick attack as well.
Yeah, that would be something else. One of the things, there's a lot of guns out there that use Glock mags. And I kind of like that idea, because if you had a Glock mag, if you're running Glock mags and you are carrying a Glock 20 or the Poly 80 like mine is, then you have complete interchangeability between your carbine and your pistol, which I think is a splendid idea. I don't know how many people would share that with me. They'd be like, yeah, I'm going to carry a Glock 20. Yeah, it's my handgun, buddy. Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's what they're thinking. But in any event, that whole thing, I see so many chances for opportunity. And like lever guns, I don't understand why they don't make a 10 millimeter lever gun. Or if they do, I'd like to try that. I bet that would be something.
Yeah, there's a, I think it's called Grizzly Custom Gunworks. I might be getting that name wrong. But he takes, I think it's a Marlin 1894, and he turns it into a 10 mil. There's, look it up. There's a company out there doing it. There might be a couple. That's the one I know of. I think it's Grizzly Custom Gunworks. But yeah, anyways, it's out there, but yeah, it's not widely available all the same, which is a bummer.
Well, thank you for joining me today. Once again, it's always fun to talk to somebody that shares the same sort of passion. You can find Adam's work by going to the Certified Used Guns section at guns.com, where if you go out there and you go guns.com/lock, then when you do pick one out, if you put loaded5 as your promo code, you get 5% off. Give my regards to everybody there, please, sir.
Will do. Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.